Unfortunately, mankind has gotten to a point where I have to make a video titled How to Not Simp Tutorial, Step by Step, teaching people how to not fall head over heels for every single female that they see, and instead learn how to love themselves and find their own self-worth and respect themselves to attract the females instead of just spamming their DMs or blowing them up or stalking them or chasing them or following thousands of them online and compulsively viewing and doing some other not safe for work stuff when you're watching their Instagram stories. It's a disgusting life. It's a disgusting way to live. But unfortunately, it's so common. It's so prevalent in our society that it's become normal. We have a word for it, dude. We have a word for men being boys and falling over head over heels for any girl that wants to show a little bit of cheek online. It's called simp. People make millions of dollars. You don't have to be a doctor anymore. You don't have to save lives to make millions anymore. You just gotta be cute and post it online and get naked. And that's kind of how it works these days. These people are exploiting the fact that there are so many simps online willing to pay with their hard-earned money just to see somebody else without clothes on. That's how it works. It's disgusting, but it's true, and it's happening every single day. The root cause of this, and the root cause that there are so many boys and not enough men with no respect for themselves, with no self-worth at all, is because of pornography. That's the honest answer. That's the source of it. It does get deeper than that. The question is, why were they even allowed to watch it in the first place? You can blame the parents, you can blame society, you can blame the government, you can blame the internet. Regardless, the answer is people are simps because of their adaptation and their normalization and desensitization, if that's a word, of pornography. When they grow up watching that stuff, they start to feel lust over that every single day. They become addicted to viewing it every single day until they want what's next, the even next step, something even crazier than what they saw in that video last week. Ted Bundy himself said that after watching it for so long, and by the way, he's talking about magazines and fucking VHS tapes, my boy. VHS tapes. He said, after watching it for so long, you wonder if doing it in real life is any better. Ted Bundy said that. I paraphrased that. I quoted it. But that's what Ted Bundy said. You know, the guy that did really, really bad things to a lot of different people. He said, after watching it, after watching all of those videos and looking at all of those magazines, you wonder, what's the next step? Is doing it in real life any better? That's what motivated him. Porn. And now what we have motivating the entire youth is the same exact answer that Ted Bundy had. But now we're feeding it to the entirety of society. Kids at 7 are watching it. You go from watching Fortnite videos right to it. That's how it works. And over the years, from 7 to 17, for 10 years, if you're continuing to watch this every single day, compulsively and addictively viewing it against your own free will, my boy, you animal, then you will experience symptoms of simpatry. You will become a simp. So the first step of not being a simp is cutting out pornography. It sounds simple, but it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of willpower. It's going to take a lot of fighting. Cutting out porn, and I have a ton of videos on them as well in the cards above, everywhere in my channel. Cutting that out will definitely make you more of a man. It'll let you have more self-respect for yourself. Instead of sitting in a bathroom watching girls naked on some pixels on your phone screen, which is the most beta, weak, nasty thing that anybody can do. There's no purpose, there's no motivation, there's no meaning in your life when you're doing that. Instead of that, you can go work on yourself. Maybe you can learn a new language. Maybe you can up your grades in school. Maybe you can start a new business, start a YouTube channel, learn, read a book, work out. There's a million things that you can do to make yourself a better person. Instead, you're looking at pixels on your phone screen, and then eventually it gets to a point where you just want to pay for it. You just want to see someone that you know do it. And that's why the OnlyFans models are making so many millions of dollars. The next step is getting rid of your social media addiction. Now you're probably thinking, I'm going to say, oh, it's because the Instagram models, it's because you're watching all this stuff on social media. It's not. It's the fact that you're not thinking introspectively, that you're not thinking consciously. You're not even thinking in general anymore because you're continually scrolling. Every second that you get by yourself throughout the day where you don't have to look at someone or talk to someone or even do anything, you pull out your phone and you just start scrolling because it's so easy. You can avoid realizing that life is suffering, that there's pain in life, that you have to actually conceptualize things and make life better. Forget that, bro. That's too much work. I just pull out my phone and just scroll. Funny videos on TikTok. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Oh, what's that? We're continually being trained to look at different things and to absorb our attention. Why? Because it makes a lot of money. What it also does make is you a fucking simp. So stop doing it. Delete social media. That simple. If someone likes you, they'll got your phone number, bro. If you got boys in real life, if you got homies in real life, they got your number. They will text you. They will call you. They don't have to DM you on Instagram or swipe up on your story. That's not true friendship. If your friendship is being held by social media and swiping up on somebody's story, that's not your boy, my boy. That's not your boy. That's not your friend. That's not your friend for a long time. That's just a socially constructed friendship because you see this person in school. It's not true. It's not real. Delete your socials. The reason that I have a social media is because you kind of have to when you're starting a YouTube channel or a business. I can confidently say that if I didn't have a YouTube channel, I would not be on social media at all. I would not even have the apps downloaded to my phone. And if you're not doing YouTube or if you're not starting your own business online, then you have no other reason to have it as well. If someone likes you, they got your phone number. It's plain that simple. If I don't take the name I Am Lucid on Instagram, then somebody else will. They'll impersonate me. I'll have to call up lawyers, pay them money, have them send a cease and desist. It's way too complicated. I'd rather just have the platform that I can at least log into. If you're continually scrolling, growing up at 10 or 12 years old, always scrolling through social media, and you're not trying out new things, you're not meditating, you're not reading, you're not thinking, then you don't even know who you are yet. If you're not living inside of your mind, if you're not in control of what's happening up here, if you haven't tamed your brain yet, then you're letting the entire world do it for you. You're just being sucked in and absorbed by what the world has to offer, but you don't have any individuality yet. You don't even have your own soul yet. You haven't tried anything yet. You don't even know what makes you tick. You don't know what your purpose or meaning in life is. Why? Because all of the free time that you could have spent thinking and pondering and asking questions and thinking philosophically or introspectively, you're not. Because it's so painful to think. It's not fun. So instead, you just scroll through social media because it's so much more easy to do. The devil has you wrapped up, bro. The devil has your mind stuck in this rhythm. If you don't stop being a simp, then your kids will learn from you and they will become one as well, and the cycle will continue. Break the cycle. And if you don't, your relationship with your friends that are girls or guys, with your parents, with your brothers, with your sisters, or with your wife, if you ever do get married, it's going to be horrible. If you don't have control over yourself, if you don't have respect for yourself, nobody else has a reason to give it to you. Thank you for watching this video. Stay dreaming. Stay lucid. I'm out. Peace.